It's The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
Hot take, Garrett Bowles leaves Denver to become the highest paid left tackle in the league.
Well, hey, you finish out the season the way he's playing right now, he's going to be paid right up there, buddy. I mean, there's a long ways to go, but he keeps doing what he's doing, he's going to get paid very nicely.
I'll tell you this. Guys with his age, his athleticism, his experience, do not get on the free agent market very often.
Well, he could be the very unique, rare circumstance in which there's enough history and that he actually might. But you're probably right. You're probably right.
Well, first of all, the timing is great for Garrett Bowles because the NFL has decided to not call holding penalties anymore on offensive linemen, or at least significantly less than they were.
Nah, I'm not going to use that against him, though. I mean, he's flat out playing good football. He's just flat out playing good football.
Well, it's a good combination. They're not calling it as much, which, by the way, is great. It makes the game so much more watchable. I think they obviously told these refs, hey, man, you guys are ruining the game because you could call holding on any play if you wanted to. So how about we just chill out a little bit across the league? It's not just for Garrett Bowles.
Right.
And he's playing better.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any argument that he's our best offensive lineman this year.
No, he is. He is our best offensive lineman.
Oh, maybe you can get Troy Rank joins us, courtesy of our great friends at Rox Heating and Air, ROX Rox Heating and Air. Hi, Troy. How are you?
Doing great, guys. How are you?
What do you think the market for Garrett Bowles is going to be?
Oh, that's an interesting one. I think he won't be top of the market. He's playing himself into a decent contract, whether that's top of the market's, 17? I'd say he's playing himself into that $12 to $15 million range. I mean, there's just such a need at that position. Tyler knows. I mean, if he finishes the year like he's played the first five games, he's going to get paid by the Broncos or someone. But he's not going to get top of the line because of the penalties. You can't just ignore his past. Listen, it's a perfect storm. He has really worked hard and deserves credit. And the NFL just decided to stop calling holding this year. So it was a perfect storm for him.
What's going on with Dalton Risner this week?
You know, Dalton had an MRI on Monday, got a second opinion. And he's hopeful, he's optimistic, but, you know, I'm not sure he's going to be able to go this Sunday. I mean, they'll know more here either tonight, tomorrow, but they have to be prepared to play Austin Slotman. I'll put it that way. Dalton is a tough dude, like all linemen that I've ever covered for the most part. But there might be a need for him to take a break this week. Well, no more, but he's got a second opinion. He's remained optimistic. It's just I don't know that he's going to be able to make the bell this week.
Troy, today was a good day, though, because we're hearing reports there were no positive COVID tests. I think it's reasonable that people were holding their breath just a little bit because Coach Modkins was around the team Wednesday, Thursday, Friday before not being around the team Saturday. There's an incubation period, and I don't think they're out of the woods completely. We'll see what happens tomorrow. But just a negative day today sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we live in this hour-to-hour world with this virus, but certainly to have no positive test today is good, like you said. The incubation period can be up to a week. We've all had family members that have dealt with this, friends, relatives, and you can get a sense of confidence that you're through it, and then all of a sudden it pops up. So they're not out of the woods yet, but it's certainly a good sign that no one has tested positive yet. You know, if you get to Thursday, for me, you'd feel like you're in the clear.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, probably it's a 7-day incubation period. So if they can get through Thursday, and that would mean Friday morning announcing no positive tests. I think they're in the clear, but it's certainly a great sign.
Troy, Albert Okwuegbunam had an interesting game. He sure looked exciting, and he sure had some moments that you're like, man, all right, well, maybe that's why you've not been activated. Have you gotten a gut feeling as the week is progressing here what their plan is going to be with him moving forward?
Well, he needs to play. I mean, to make him inactive again, for what reason? I mean, if you're going to tell me it somehow involves Deshaun Hamilton, I like Deshaun. He's a hard worker. He's been given every opportunity and hasn't capitalized. So if Hamler's back, you don't need Hamilton, you know. And so you got to find a way to get Albert O on the field. Okwuegbunam, the one thing I would defend him is no preseason. And he's a guy who could have used preseason. We forget the reason he was available in the fourth round is he didn't have a good year last year at Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
There was the effort was questioned. There was issues. Or, you know, why didn't he meet his potential? Because going into the year, he was thought to be a first, second round pick. Mm. And you see that when you see him in a route. But he's going to get better. I attributed some of it to, hey, first game, NFL, on the road, Patriots, you know, knowing that he went in knowing that they were going to throw to him. It was clear that. So, hey, a little nervous. But I expect him to get better. So the plan would be to get he and Fant on the field. I fully expect Fant to play. And there's going to be ways, red zone and third down, where they've been terrible to get those two on the field. There's no defense in him not being on the field at times on third down and red zone when you rank 29th and 30th in those areas. You can't defend not having him out there once in a while.
You know what's crazy, Troy and Tyler, as I think about it? Boye, is he gonna be good to go quickly, Troy? Is he gonna be good to go?
That's the plan. That's, you know, he's certainly in position to play this week. I thought he might be able to go last week. That's how good he looked in practice. But, you know, it's just a healing issue.
Right.
I believe he will go, though. I believe he will start. That'll allow you to play Callahan in the slot, keep Ojemudia at one corner, mm-hmm. and then now you've got depth with Bosby as a nickel. Suddenly their secondary then looks decent.
I was just gonna go there. Against the Chiefs this week, could this be the healthiest the Broncos have been all year?
Yeah, I mean, outside of the Von Miller, Cortland Sutton, Jarrell Casey loss, that those aren't going to ever change, maybe Von, at the very end of the year. But yeah, absolutely. Because you could also get Draymond Jones and DeMarcus Walker back. And Draymond Jones was playing well before he got hurt against Pittsburgh. So you could get Walker, Jones, Fant, Boye, all back. I mean, that's going to make a difference. There's no way around that.
And you could see
that's
the Chiefs.
Four of your better players.
You could see the Chiefs snoozing a little bit on this one, don't you? Couldn't you?
Yeah, I could.
Here's the deal, and I wrote on Denver 7 on the DenverChannel.com that is this the perfect time to face the Chiefs? For the reason you just mentioned is one, the Broncos are actually really healthy. They're 1-2 in a row. They just beat a Patriots team that you need not apologize for any road win ever in the NFL. So that's a quality win. And you get the weather could be an issue. And the Chiefs have been vulnerable this year. They've had, you know, a couple of games where they've been a little bit on the ropes. They're not the same team they were last year. Certainly they're not as good as they were when they beat the Broncos last December.
What is wrong with all of you people? What are you guys watching with the Chiefs that I'm not watching? You're right there with D-Mac, Troy. What are you guys watching? The Chiefs look unbelievably good.
You think their defense does, giving up 157 yards on the ground.
I think that entire team is as good as they have ever been, if not better. That running game is scary.
Yeah, it was against the Bills, who have the worst run defense in the league. I mean, I'm not picking the Broncos to beat the Chiefs. I'm just saying this is actually a good time to face them. They're vulnerable defensively.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't last year when Broncos faced them in December in Kansas City. Right now, they're struggling to stop the run, and that gives you at least a little sliver of hope. And Mahomes has just been good, not MVP. So, I mean, when you're looking for reasons for hope, that's where it would start for me, is that can you run against them, and somehow you've got to slow their run. And the Broncos have been middle of the pack in that, allowing, 110 a game? They've been pretty good at stopping the run in the two games they've won, certainly.
Well, we'll dig deep into it certainly tomorrow. But the Raiders figured it out, and the Raiders weren't looking great up until then, and they got the W. I don't know, man.
Yeah, and the Raiders scored 40 points. The Broncos, if that's the formula, Broncos aren't winning.
I don't think you have to score
27.
We'll go over it. I think you got to score 27. I think you got to score 27, and you can beat the Chiefs.
Mm-mm.
That's I think.
I think you're going to have to score 30.
Yeah.
You have to score 30.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, we'll talk more about it starting tomorrow. Troy, give you a little time here, maybe 30 seconds. Convince Tyler and everybody else out there why the World Series is awesome and this is a great matchup.
Well, I mean, if you love baseball, it is because it's the Rays do everything unconventionally on a budget. So duct tape, chicken wire, and they put it all together in a way that no one's ever seen in terms of the way they use their pitching. They roll out six, seven guys that all look like the same guy throwing 100 miles per hour. So if you like power and arms, you won't get any better than the Rays. And if you like a lineup that looks like an all-star team, you won't get better than the Dodgers. And the Rays defensively are the best I've ever seen through a postseason, the way they play defense. And the Dodgers' outfield defense has been as good as any team has played in a postseason. So there's reason to watch, even if you hate the Dodgers. But there's reasons to watch. Tampa Bay's an easy team to root for if you watch a couple games, Tyler. They're just they're the mutt that you touch their nose and it's cold. You love them. And the Dodgers are just really fun because they got guys, you know who they are. They can hit the ball out of the yard at basically 1 through 9.
Oh, I'm in now.
I'm just struggling
I'm
here.
I'm going to watch every second tonight,
Troy,
guys. Don't you worry.
Troy, I actually heard Nate Jackson, who we all love, but he literally said on the air, yeah, this COVID thing, I mean, baseball's not really happening when it usually happens. I mean, I almost drove off the road. Knowing, of course, this is exactly the time of year the World Series happens every single year. And listen, I guess if you don't like baseball, you don't like baseball. But, dude, I cannot wait to watch or listen here on The Fan if you're out and about. And I'm psyched for it, man. I'm psyched for it top to bottom. And we are all Rays. We all should be rooting for the Rays to win. Because if the Rays can win and beat this Dodgers team... And by the way, I hate to give credit to the Dodgers, but the Dodgers are an amazing team.
Well, Jeter does just need something to go right for him, so I'll give you that.
You realize he runs the Marlins, not the Rays.
Yeah.
Okay, they're both in Florida, though. See what I'm dealing with here, Troy? You see what I'm dealing with here?
Hey, I'd rather watch the World Series than that Cowboys defense any day of the week. I literally turned off that game last night. I love football. I couldn't watch Cardinals-Cowboys anymore. It's just bad, bad football.
All right. Thank you, Troy. We'll talk to you later. Thanks, pal. Yeah. All right.